Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies this much. You can't see it, but I'm holding my hands very far apart. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in New York City, where I'll be taping an ep tonight at the Gramercy Theater. Did a really fun show last night in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall, and I pledge I will come back there if they will have me. Graham Elwood played Leonard Maltingame against the audience, and I will play the very echoey audio from that part of the show in mere moments. Knoxville, Nashville, Toronto, Buffalo, Bloomington, Indiana, Dallas, Philly, New Orleans, Oklahoma City. I'm coming to all y'all soon. Dates, deets, and links at DougLovesMovies.com. Now, enjoy Boston Baked Benson. And as always, Graham Elwood making jokes about the movie I actually picked for the Nora Ephron category while we are playing is a shithead.
It is time for some Leonard Maltin in Boston. Can we get the lights up just a tad to see what kind of name tags people are on?
Jesus, this is like, have you been drinking?
Well, I guess this is all I've come over. Yes, you have. It's very bright in their faces, but lots of people have very big name tags. There's one over there that somebody loves that loves movies.
You put it in a circle, you're going to need to.
Somebody brought Candyland and changed it to what's your name?
Randyland.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a porno board game.
Yeah. Randyland.
There's a Batman that says, hello, my name is, what's your name?
Dan Man.
All right.
Wow.
And we got a...
That one's got lights on it. That's pretty.
There's another one of someone loves Doug Loves Movies, but his is smaller. Yeah.
Needle point.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yours is. Oh, yeah.
Soon on Netflix. People are so excited they think we have something to do with it.
Who said that show sucks?
I have no idea.
Do you really think so?
No, I love it.
Ah, no, I love it. That was just something to yell.
Just had to yell at something.
It's a great
show.
Fuck that show.
Now it's great. That's how we love here.
Veterans are stupid. Really? No, I love them.
I love them.
They're great.
The Army.
They serve their country. I was just saying something.
I was angry when you said that.
Handicapped people should walk it off.
What?
No, I was just saying. I was just yelling out something
yelling
that
out.
Didn't make any sense.
This is why they participate.
Might have to come back and do a full-blown taping of Douglas movies here.
This guy's like, I fucking hate your podcast.
No, it's great. I love it.
Stand over there next to Graham. He won't, probably won't bite you.
What's your name?
Chloe Andreziak.
Chloe Andreziak. Nice. Nice. Hold it up so everyone can see. That's needle point.
That's impressive. That's a lit up needle point. And you wrote a shithead on the back? Let me see it, just for future reference. Oh, okay.
From back here, it looks like it's just a fucking light bright, but up close, it's there.
That's smart. Did you know that you were going to get here late, so you needed something that would light up and attract our attention?
Well, that's why I wrote the sheet. That should have been
there. Oh.
I don't... That didn't really answer my question.
But it's all good. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Chloe.
Chloe. Okay. I'm not going to say that whole thing. I'm just going to call you Chloe.
You can call me.
I might even just call you Clue.
You can do that too.
Just to shorten shit up. Most of you listen to the podcast that are here tonight, but anybody who doesn't, this is just between Chloe and Graham. So please don't. Please don't say anything if you think you know the answer. Chloe gets to pick a category. Would you like, as suggested by @BenTumball on Twitter, or Turnbull? Tumble. T-U-M-B-U-L-L. The Battle of Balls Deep. That's Lord of the Ring actors, films that have Lord of the Ring actors having sex. Yeah, hot new category. May she rest in peace. Nora Ephron is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Nora Ephron, which Graham might not be too familiar with, because I don't think Bane was ever in a Nora Ephron movie.
No, he was. He was in Seattle.
Or are
we at the top of the Empire State? Who would like love? I will let you share my mask with me.
Or are we there yet?
I'm Seattle's record. I'm sorry, you were saying?
Are we there yet? Movies that take place in Russia. So, Russia, somebody went woo over there.
That's the guy that's been cheering everything.
I'm from Russia.
Or so, Russia, Nora Ephron, or Lord of the Rings actors having sex? Which one do you like? People in the audience always have an opinion even though they don't have your brain.
I will do...
There is a time limit. I'm going to have to ask you to sit down.
Okay, I will do...
Bob Deep!
You know, I've been doing stand-up a long time, hoping someone would yell balls deep.
Especially a woman.
Yeah, I should have been more specific. I've always hoped that a woman would yell balls deep at me.
Balls deep! Give her the whole shout.
I want your balls in me also.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be uncomfortable, and that's another thing entirely.
In my butthole!
Okay, Grandma. You want Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Nobody ever picks it, so I'm thrilled.
That's why I pick it.
Here's why they don't pick it.
Okay.
You have a choice between two movies that took place in Russia, and the years are 1970 and 1975.
This is going to be fun, huh?
Don't yell them out. Don't yell anything out.
Oh, okay. 75.
Probably the more recent one, right?
Yeah, 75.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie. It's just between Graham and Chloe, you guys. 3 stars, 1975. He says it's one of the most pretentious... What?
3 stars. I hate it.
He says it's one of the most pretentious films of the person that made this film, which is an interesting comment. He also says that it is funny but uneven, and that the music is by Prokofiev. And of course, that makes sense because it takes place in Russia. And Leonard lists 6 names in the cast of this movie from 1975. How many names do you think you can name it in, Chloe? I recommend that you say 6. 6 is a strong opening.
I will go 5.
He says 5. He's got to name it. He's got to name it. Here's your 5 names, Graham, and then I'm going to give you 5 seconds to say an answer, because I know how you love to stare at the ceiling, holding the microphone like you're going to blow it. Like you're totally going to go down on that microphone. And, I really want Chloe to win, so I'm not going to even tell you the clues again.
Oh, fuck.
You still have a chance. Your names are Zv Scooter.
Oh, Zv Scooter. This is a lot.
Olga Georges Picot. Could be Georges Picot. That's a person, yeah. Alfred Lutter.
Okay.
Harold Gould.
Yay.
And Diane Keaton. Takes place in Russia. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Zhivago.
A better guess would have been Reds, because Diane Keaton was in Reds, but this movie also starred Woody Allen and is called Love and Death. Chloe is our winner! You won a book called I Love Rock and Roll Except When I Hate It. I didn't read it. I'm just giving it to you. Here, just hold on to that for a second. You also get a copy of my CD, Smug Life, and a $10 gift card to iTunes so you can buy premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds, Doug Loves Movies, Benson Interruption, a copy of Savage Henry magazine, the Harvest issue that has a drawing of me on the cover. I love that. And is it empty now? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. What are you throwing in?
I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Paul Strike Dance Party. So just come back there and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, and do you drink, Chloe?
Of course I do.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? No, people don't drink. Two single drink tickets for right here at Brighton Music Hall. And those expired a few weeks ago. I don't know why they gave me those. But no, those are good for 2 free drinks tonight. And that way you can get nice and liquored up while you're waiting in the merch table line to have us sign your needlepoint. Let's hear it for Chloe, everybody. And here, you can have the bag if you want to put everything back in the bag. There you go. Chloe, you guys. And let's hear it for Graham Elwood. Let's hear it from all of you for coming out here tonight. A lot of you for standing the entire show. I totally appreciate that. And we really will hang out for as long as it takes to meet each and every one of you. And I will definitely come back. I've been remiss in not coming back to Boston sooner. And now that we found a venue that's not... I love the Wilbur Theater, but it's just too big for this kind of show. And so I'm excited. Hopefully Brighton Music Hall will want to have me back. And we'll do this again real soon.
Now it's time to talk to Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.